This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today we conclude the third message in the series, What Jesus Did, He Does, from the Gospel of Mark. It's a passage of scripture where the demons recognize who Jesus is. You say, what difference does that make? Interestingly enough, the declarers of the deity of Christ in this passage were the demons. They knew full well who Jesus was. So what I want to do today is read this passage or part of the passage that we've been studying all week from what's called the Message Translation or Message Paraphrase Version by Eugene Peterson. Listen to it, and then we'll conclude with the conclusion of the message. God bless you. Then Jesus went back in the meeting place where he found a man with the crippled hand. The Pharisees had their eyes on Jesus to see if he would heal him, hoping to catch him in a Sabbath infraction. He said to the man with the crippled hand, "Stand here where we can see you." Then he spoke to the people. What kind of action suits the Sabbath best, doing good or doing evil? Helping people or leaving them helpless? No one said a word. He looked them in the eye, one after another, angry now, furious at their hard-nosed religion. He said to the man, "Hold out your hand." He held it out, and it was as good as new. Then later on in the chapter, it says this, "Evil spirits, when they recognized Jesus, fell down and cried out, 'You are the Son of God. You are the Son of God.' But Jesus would have none of it. He shut them up, forbidding them to identify him in public." So that all my life I can be in the business of calling people to say what a demon said. "You are the Son of God. I know who you are. You are the Son of God." And you know the Bible says this in Corinthians, that no man calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. I didn't understand that for years, even in the ministry. No man calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Here's how I take it to mean it, that the Holy Spirit of God speaks to your spirit or my spirit inside where we live, and he whispers, "The stuff this guy sang from the platform, it's true. It's true stuff." Not because he said it, but because what he says is true. And the Holy Spirit of God confirms, speaks to your spirit. It's an inside job. I will never be able to convince any man to believe in Jesus Christ. I'll never be able to convince any woman to believe in Jesus Christ, but I'll tell you who can. The Holy Spirit can. Who speaks to our spirit and says three words to our spirit: Jesus is Lord. It's happened to many of you here today. Many of you in the past, and it can happen today, to recognize the Lordship of Christ. Do what a demonic spirit did. He hit the ground when he saw Jesus possessing a person, and he hits the ground and say, "You are the Son of God." It's the most important recognition that you can make, or I can. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking to us today through your word, and thank you for confirming to us how important it is to believe in Jesus. We're not calling people to a concept or a philosophy or even to a religion. We're calling people to life. Because John would say, here's the testimony: he who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. What could be simpler than that? So my prayer for every man, every woman, every young person that's come through these doors, these three services today, they'll be able to leave here saying, "I know who he is. I recognize who he is. He's the Son of the living God. And what he did, he does. What he did, he does." Well, my friend, as we close, I ask you the same question. Who do you say that Jesus is? If Jesus is who he claimed to be, and only if he is, the most important thing in the universe is to know him. Our website again is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.